Merry Christmas, friends. It is my honor and privilege to welcome you to this time of celebration as we celebrate God with us in Emmanuel, the baby who is to be born in the stable. It's a time to celebrate, and this service was designed with enthusiasm in mind. So we expect enthusiasm, and we expect good old family. Noise has a negative connotation, and I don't mean in any negative way. So family
sound.
Much better. Thank you. Family sound. We welcome those of you that are joining us online as well. Children, you will hear there are parts in our worship today where we will go on a journey with the shepherds and the magi. And when we go on our journey, you are invited to follow a big star and bring your star with you if you have one. You'll see there's some information in the bulletin about where our accessible bathroom is in this hallway. And some more information at the end of your bulletin. We hope you take a look there. Today's offering is a gift of hospitality for those who will be staying in our space next month. January is the month that we are hosting our daytime warming center, so people will be coming who don't have a safe or a warm place to be. So your offering today will be used to provide food and warm clothing for those who are going to stay with us, our guests. So we invite you to be generous. We're glad you're here. You enrich our worship. You enrich the celebration. Let us worship now together.
All right. On this holy night, come and worship. On this night of story and song, come and worship. Christ is born among us, come and worship. Please stand as you are able as we pray in unison. God of wonder and joy and hope, you are the giver and the gift. You are the love we have come here to receive. Come and be born in us again, and help us to make room in our hearts to receive you. Amen.
Thank you.
are going to hear the Nativity story, the Christmas story, as it is told from a poem, based on a poem by Joan Alaverdra, and illustrated and written by Ulysses Wenzel. It's titled, They Followed a Bright Star. Long ago, on a cold and bitter night, a group of shepherds huddled around a fire. Quiet, one of them said. Do you hear that? Is someone singing? Oh, it's only a fiddle playing off in the distance, another shepherd said. No, I think it's just a lamb. Suddenly, an angel with shimmering wings appeared before them. Arise, shepherds, and come. The shepherds were frightened, and they crouched closer to the fire. But the voice of the angel rang out again. A miracle will happen in Bethlehem. The Christ child will be born in a stable. Arise and come. The star will lead you. Then the night was still. The shepherds looked at one another. What gift should we take for the child? Asked the shepherd boy. We will take the finest things we have, the oldest shepherd said. A hen, a lamb, a turkey, a jug of honey. The dog will watch the sheep. Come. So they left. They left their flock and they set out to follow the bright star. We're going to follow the star too. Are you ready to go on the journey the shepherds went on? Come join me this way. And we're going to walk and follow the star as we sing our next Christmas carol together. You can bring your star with you. You can hold it up. We're going to follow Asher. Good. Bring your stars. Here comes Rose. Have a seat. Soon the shepherds came to the top of a mountain where a man was drawing water from the spring. Greetings, the shepherd said to him. We are going to Bethlehem to see a child who will be born in a stable. Come with us. I cannot, said the man. It is I who protect the water. An angel told me that the child will need it someday. Very well, said the shepherds. On this good night, we wish you peace. We hear that line a couple of times in the story, and I invite you to say it with me. I'll begin with, on this good night, and would you finish with, we wish you peace? That's what the shepherds say when the man at the well said he couldn't come. So I'll start, on this good night, we wish you peace. Perfect. They walked on until they came to a riverbank. There, a fisherman sat staring deep down into the water. Come with us, said the shepherds. We are going to Bethlehem to see a child who will be born. I cannot, said the fisherman. An angel appeared to me and said, cast your line into the water and wait. He who is to be born will need the fish you catch. And he too will be a fisherman. Wow. The angels sure have been busy, said the shepherds. On this good night, we wish you peace. And they went on. It's time for us now to journey again. The shepherds are on the move. Would you please join us as we follow the star again, kiddos? You may bring your stars with you, and we're going to sing the first Noel together. Have a seat. When the shepherds reached the field, they saw a man plowing. Hello, the shepherds called. Stop plowing and come with us to see the miracle. I cannot, said the plowman. I must plow and sow, thresh the wheat and grind the corn to make bread with a golden crust. Oh, but you will have time for that later, said the shepherds. Oh, no, said the man. Tonight, a magnificent angel came and stood before my bed. Go and plow your field, the angel told me. The child to be born will need bread. Very well. On this good night, we wish you peace. And they moved on. The shepherds shivered with cold, At the edge of an olive grove, they saw a man and a woman coming from their vineyard. Each of them carried a pack of grapes on their back. "Why do you harvest so late in the season?" asked the shepherds. "Come and see the child who is to be born." The man pointed to his pack. "Do you see these grapes? A voice from the heavens told us we would find new grapes in the winter fields. And here you see them. We must make wine now and store it until it is needed." "Very well," said the shepherds again. "On this good night, we wish you peace." The little band of shepherds walked on. "This night is full of secrets," one of them wondered aloud. "Children's choir, it's time for you to come up." Thank you for helping us tell the story. Above the shepherds, a star still shone, its silver light filling the sky. The shepherds saw no one else for miles and miles, but they were not the only ones following the star. Three magi were riding across the mountains, traveling over high passes and through deep valleys. Their names were Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar, and they too had gifts for the child. Their servants grumbled among themselves. "Ugh, I don't know if I can go any farther," complained one. "I wish I had a pillow to rest my head," said another. "I wish we could stop at the inn," cried the third. We could be sitting by the fire, eating hot soup. The Magi looked at their maps, but their maps told them nothing. Like the shepherds, they would only follow the bright star. We must hurry, the Magi said to one another, for the star will disappear with the morning light. We're going to go on another journey, this time thinking about the Magi as they follow the star while we sing about their journey. So kiddos, you can join me as we go again. Mary and Joseph had been waiting for this night. Months before, an angel had appeared before Mary and said, "Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will carry, baby Jesus." Mary and Joseph knew this was a gift from God. So on that night, Mary and Joseph had settled into a stable where the angels made room for them. The animals made room for them. We've been talking about those animals getting ready. And the Magi and the shepherds hurried toward the star. A radiant light filled the stable. The animals lifted their heads at the sound of a newborn child's cry. When the kings and the shepherds arrived, their hearts were so full that they forgot their hard journey. "We followed the star," the shepherd boy said. "We come bearing gifts," said King Melchior. "Incense, myrrh, and a chest full of gold. Enough for a kingdom." "Is the baby a king, or is he a shepherd?" whispered the boy. "Shh," the oldest shepherd said to him. "Would the child like it if I played my flute for him?" asked the shepherd boy. Let's sing now together.
Thank you.
So the boy played for the child, and the others quietly offered their gifts to him. Then an angel appeared and said, "Kings and shepherds, rejoice." And far away, the man watched the well. The fishermen fished. The plowman sowed. And the man and the woman aged the wine. For a time would come when Jesus would need water and fish and bread and wine, water to cleanse the souls of the weary, fish to multiply to feed the many, and bread to break with the wine on another night of miracles. But on that night, those who could not follow the star remembered the words of the angels. Let the world rejoice. Would you say that with me? Let the world rejoice. Let's stand and sing together.
And now let's pray together, please. God of this holy night, and God of that holy night so long ago, you climbed down the back stairs of heaven with a baby in your arms. We thank you for this mystery and for this love that fills this night. We thank you for becoming God with us. We thank you that your word became flesh, and that in particular it became the flesh of a child, with the mind of a child, the feeling and the need of a child. When he grown to be an adult, he told us we must all be like children, and it occurs to us now that his invitation could include all of us being like children at Christmas. Fill all of us grown-ups too with wonder and openness and eagerness in the coming of this day. May something in our hearts kneel before the Holy Child, and may something in our hearts dance for him. The needs of many are on our mind tonight. We pray for those who on this Christmas Eve are very cold, and for those who are hungry, for those who are sad, for those who feel lonely. As your love became flesh in the baby Jesus, May your love also become our flesh for the good of those in need, for the good of each other. All our best and truest Christmas wishes and longings we offer in the name of the child who slept in a manger and grew in love to change your world. Amen. Well, as they say, Christmas seems to be all about giving, too. Presents will be given in most households represented here, maybe all. Some gifts may be given tonight, others may be given tomorrow. Maybe others will be given in both. Certainly a gift is being a gift has been given to us tonight by all who've led. We are grateful to them. Including and especially the children. The Magi brought gifts to the child. Others brought gifts to the child. And we bring our gifts as well tonight. As Zan said at the beginning of our time together this evening, this offering, all of it, will go as a gift of hospitality to some people that we'll be hosting all through the month of January. All the days of that month, we will be open here. Our building will be open for those who need a warm place and could use something to eat. We'll feed and offer warmth and offer friendship as well. The offering we make tonight in the name of the one who slept under the stars is to offer our hospitality and care to those we are privileged to serve and befriend and be befriended by in the cold month ahead. As we take the offering and give the offering, Michelle will be playing Silent Night. There will come a point when the offering will be completed, and we will know to stand and sing our part of that carol tonight. Let us give. Thank you. We do want to thank Zan Morgan for planning and leading this wonderful service tonight. We thank all of you for being here. We thank our children again. And Merry Christmas to all. Now will you receive the benediction? In the spirit of wonder, of expectation, and of joy, go into this holy night to love, to give, to serve, to rejoice, now and forever. Amen.